4MK is 90 years old today. Historian Stephen Pritchard.
On June the 12th, 1931, the station actually began broadcasting at 7 o'clock at night. First program was the Fox Movie Tone Radio Club.
Yeah.
That was followed by women's services and then the 2 hours of gramophone music.
The first four radio stations opened in Brisbane. The fifth, John Williams, 4MK.
So he started the radio station from the family home, which is at the corner of Nelson and Shakespeare Street, which is nowadays occupied by units.
A little low block house.
Yeah.
It was a very dark little place. And I think he had a little bit of a museum or something like that
there.
Yeah, well, I haven't got dementia after all.
We're okay, aren't
we? Thanks for that, Dave.
In 1951, John Williams took 4MK upstairs.
It relocated to the top floor of the Mackay School of Arts Library, which was on the corner of Gordon and Gregory Streets, which is now the site of the car park.
So it stayed there for some time too, didn't it?
Yep, for a 20-year period up until 1971 when it moved to 85 Sydney Street.
And for kids growing up in the 50s and 60s, there was no TV. 4MK was the place to be, like a little kid named Greg Williamson, now the mayor of Mackay.
Uncle Harry.
Yep.
Uncle Harry show on Saturday morning at the top of the School of Arts. That was where the 4MK studios were. And they had this great big auditorium. Used to fill it with about 50 or 60 kids on a Saturday morning for Harry Macklin's half hour or whatever it was, and it was just fantastic. And I scored a gig then as a school kid to go on with Harry for a show.
And perhaps that's what led Greg to become an announcer at 4MK from 1971 to 78, when the radio station was simply everything to the community.
As you know, with only one commercial station in town, you were actually very much embedded in the community. No more so than any time than floods and cyclones and things like that. I have distinct memories of Norm Jackson, who was the general manager in those days, a tremendous stalwart for the community. In the middle of one huge flood and cyclonic conditions, Norm turned up in the studio foyer in his jocks. He'd just come across in some boat and got enormously wet. And
turned up in his jocks. That's so radio. Boy,
that's
you can
radio.
Do it.
Yeah, you could do that. Nowadays, of course, it'll be on social media straight away.
It
but some great times, great memories.
And that's what it's all about, the memories, including for Sally, the granddaughter of Norm Jackson, who called us about the jock incident.
Probably. That would be pop, yeah.
He loved his radio. And you know what? We have, and good morning to everybody in Early Beats this morning too. 91.5 FM is what we call a translator. It was the first FM translator in Australia. And he arranged all that. There was the first time that we had FM in Queensland, basically, was on our little translator
up there
in
Early. That's right. Where Pop's buried down at Cemetery, he's facing that exact spot.
Wow. And more memories from Noel.
My mum used to say, turn Johnny on. So Johnny must have been a significant person.
He certainly
at 4MK
was.
In the early days. I don't know who Johnny was.
When turn on Johnny, when your mum said that, she would turn on Johnny Williams.
There was never turn on the radio or turn on 4MK. It was Johnny said this or turn on Johnny, you know.
Yeah.
I never knew who Johnny was.
And then, of course, so many listeners calling us to watch out, see if I could blow out 90 candles and some things to do and not do.
Don't play that song by the Buggles, Video Killed the Radio Star, right?
I'll stay right away from that, mate. But can I just tell you one thing, though, Reggie? Back when that song came out, video was the king. Remember that, the old VHS videos? Guess what's still here, mate?
Yeah.
Radio's still here.
Yeah.
You still got any VHS, mate?
Can't even spell it.
And from our own Ronnie from The Leap.
Hello, is that young Dave Perkins from the world famous 4M&MK?
It is, mate. 90 years old today and the first radio station in regional Queensland, eh?
Congratulations, Perko, to owners and staff of 4MK. I mean, a living tribute to the Williams family too, who started the radio station in the midst of a terrible world depression. They were told they were stupid to do so and fail within the year. And so much for experts, hey, you know, here we still are.
And a final comment from former 4MK jock Greg Williamson, now the mayor of Mackay, on radio.
Yeah, look, this is a great industry, isn't it? I mean, it still is the only industry that you can talk directly to somebody wherever they are, in their car, their lounge room, lying in bed on a Sunday morning, and you've got a direct contact. And so long as the respect of that direct contact is enduring, I think radio will be enduring.